you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Yesterday, people are still probably reeling from Cyber Monday and all the shopping that a lot of Americans did. And it was a lot. $6.59 billion is what they're projecting was the takeaway for just that one day of online sales. And that would be the new largest digital shopping day in U.S. history. 16% over last year. And so and they're still counting. So these are just the preliminary numbers, but 6.5 billion. But maybe as a little bit of a palate cleanse, people can get on board with Giving Tuesday, which is today.
There's nothing left in the tank after yesterday.
If you've got anything left, you can go to givingtuesday.org. It's an online directory. You can use it to find local organizations. I went on there. Omaha's got about 108 organizations that are tied to givingtuesday.org that you might want to think about giving to a local charity for this holiday season.
Until it feels good. They're telling you, by the way, if during the cyber shopping season, to be careful for a phishing scheme that's been happening locally
in Omaha.
Yeah. It's you get an email and it's warning you about a package that you bought online and you haven't bought it.
But that's a common deal
that they're telling you about your package.
Yeah, I saw that. And you're like,
oh, okay. And they're like, but just be careful. You're supposed to really check.
Don't click.
The spelling and all that kind of stuff. It's a big popular one because we all would click. You're like, I didn't order that.
I get them. It'll feel like
that alarm clock that you ordered or your Amazon Echo is late. And you're like, hon, you click it and it's...
Then we gotcha.
Yeah,
so...
We gotcha.
Don't... Because they're trying to do it as a scam and, so don't follow.
Big news. Buffalo Wild Wings is getting a new owner. Arby's. They're buying the Buffalo Wild Wings for $2.9 billion.
That's so strange. I know, isn't that weird? And it said, and all their debt, by the way. So
yes.
I thought B-Dubs would buy Arby's.
Yeah, that's, maybe.
When was the last time you guys had Arby's? They have the meats, you know.
Ooh, they do have the meats.
And the horsey sauce.
Oh, this horsey sauce is some of my faves.
I still go to Arby's at least a handful of times every year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I got to get the roast
beef. I like the buns. Don't they have like that onion bun?
They got good buns.
Toasty buns.
Arby's is one of the places where you go and you're just trying to get the regular, what they originally made, roast beef sandwich. And it's at that drive-through window, they try and sell you everything but a roast beef sandwich.
Look what they're doing now. They had the deer.
Yeah, venison burger. Yeah, and people were really upset. They're like, that's not, I don't know.
Now they're going to be throwing Buffalo Wild Wings out the window at you.
All right.
This is a weird story coming out of Japan. At least 4 ghost ships have washed up on the coast there. Some even have bodies on board. 8 skeletons were found in the hull of 1 wooden boat that washed ashore on a beach in northwest Japan. And this is the 4th in a month. How weird is this?
How big are boats?
They're like fishing boats. They're not, I mean, this one was a wooden boat. I saw the photos and it looked like a big old, like a big fishing boat.
You wonder how many ghost ships are out there. You know, it's the pirates jump aboard, kill the crew.
Right. Well, some are wondering if they could be from North Korea, if these are people trying to escape.
Get away or something?
Yeah, I mean, because the boats are not modern in ways, but I mean, it's just a super weird story that CNN picked up about these ghost ships that are docking, that are like...
Yeah, there have been a lot of those headlines of people washing up on the shores. I mean, over the weekend, there were some suspected North Koreans that they'd found. But that's what spooks me, is that they're running. What are they telling the people in North Korea?
Right.
Or what do they know we don't?
Yeah.
You know, if people in North Korea are like, get out.
I guess there have been several high-profile defections this year from North Korea, and they're wondering if maybe these are North Koreans. I mean, this is just speculation at this point, but they give a timeline for the 4. It was November 15th, November 17th, the 23rd, and then again on the 27th. And they're all these... rather, you know, shabby boats. They're not, I mean, if you look at them, they're not like, oh, it's like some cruise liner that just comes docked up.
Ghost ships got to come out of the fog, though. You know what I mean?
I do. Otherwise, I don't take them very seriously.
Right. Just, you know, anything that has ghost ship in the headline, though, I'm like, you have my attention. That's so interesting. 2017's word of the year is complicit. That is the decree from dictionary.com. They made the announcement yesterday. They pick one word a year. And in this year, I guess in relevance to U.S. culture and politics, they define complicit as choosing to be involved in an illegal or questionable act, especially with others. So I guess it's complicit
really
is the
new
is the year that 2017. That's how we come out of that. The Anheuser-Busch is sending barley seeds into space. The brewer is launching the seeds November 4th on board a SpaceX supply mission to the International Space Station.
Oh, so this is not for aliens to make beer. This is for the astronauts to make beer. Beers in space.
They want to see how barley reacts to microgravity. They want to see what happens. We want to make sure that when we finally do make those space colonies,
we have our liquor.
Well, I'm surprised they don't have a microbrewery on the International Space Station, right?
Yeah,
don't
a little moonshine gin.
They
like
probably
a little,
have something. That's where they test everything. I mean,
I wonder what
things.
Booze hits you like in zero gravity, though. You know how like different things can, you know, like in Colorado, the altitude. Like they're like, be careful. Like if you're not used to drinking at high altitudes, it can really give you a sucker punch. And I wonder what it's like when you're in, like...
I'm sure not officially. They probably don't admit it, but you know the Russians. I'm not trying to be a slur, but you know the Russians are going to sneak on.
Smuggle up a flask.
They're going to have a bottle someplace on board.
So Anheuser-Busch, their ambitious goal is to eventually brew Budweiser on Mars.
All right.
So I'm all for it. If we're going to actually colonize, we're going to need a little tavern to go...
We ain't going to Mars.
No,
we ain't going to Mars. They did again. They did just recently think they found another one of these planets they want to check out. It's 11 light years away.
God, how far is that? I don't even know.
It's impossible distance. We would never even in a million.
They think it's like the temperature. I don't know how they know, but if one of our telescopes are out there took a picture of it and it looks promising, now they're going to send in for a closer look. But that's the deal. We have yet to find a planet that's livable.
Well,
go check it out.
We got our first sort of interstellar visitor. And it's sort of interesting. The first time ever we have a meteorite from, they believe, another solar system. And it does not originate from the Milky Way. It does not originate from our solar system. It came from someplace else. And it's journeying through our solar system right now. It's like really long. It looks like a cigar shape. It's really long, but it's like it's gotten everyone's attention because we've never had other, I don't know, space junk from other places.
No, how do they know?
Let's stop.
Because of the metals and the radiation.
Well, they're not on. Did it land here? Did it hit here?
No. I'm just saying, like, due to the metals and the radiation, it's traveling through our solar system right now. And they're like, oh my God, that's not from here, which is apparently a first ever. We've never tracked.
Like somebody's justifying their job.
Yeah, we're just saying.
Yeah, sorry, I don't mean to.
We're not.
I'm not
haters.
Drinking the Kool-Aid.
Totally.
I mean, I assume
there's other rocks from other solar systems that go by. We just haven't seen them.
Yeah. Not to this size, maybe.
All right.
Maybe that's the deal. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
What's the Ben Affleck asteroid movie?
Oh, that's...
I don't want to close my eyes.
Yeah. That's Hot Deep Impact.
The greatest, how do we not know
the greatest moment in that movie is the guy who finally identifies the asteroid. He lives in a trailer park and he calls NASA and says, I want to name it after my wife. And she goes,
she's like, I hate you.
He goes, she's a blood-sucking bitch.
Armageddon.
She's
a blood-sucking bitch. Oh, man. And she goes back to knitting. Like his wife thought, for once, Gary is going to say do something sweet.
And he's like, nope.
And he wants to name it after her because he thinks it's going to destroy the Earth.
That is it does get me every time, that movie at the end, though. When Liv Tyler has to talk to Bruce. I'm on the right movie, right? At the end. And he's got to say bye to her and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm just a mess. Just making tears and noises. Where'd that come from?
There is, I was telling Party over the break, I watched this really cool documentary. There's a precedent in Armageddon, right? So the premise of Armageddon is the government makes those guys rescue the earth. Remember?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
They're just trying to drill to get oil, and the government flies in and goes, you got to save us. Yep. During the Cold War, we basically made Howard Hughes make a cover story so we could go find a missing Russian sub. There's a documentary on Amazon Prime. It's great. On this missing Russian sub, and they used it as a cover story. But they basically forced Howard Hughes. They had something on him and said, you're gonna build this boat, and you're going to come up with this cover story that you're drilling in the middle of the ocean to find some kind of mineral, and people are going to buy it because you're crazy Howard Hughes. You're going to build the biggest boat ever built.
Isn't that funny?
And the cover story is that this thing is going to hover over where the Russian sub is, and we're going to lower this crane, and we're going to raise it from the depths of the ocean like the Titanic. It really happened.
And the funny thing is that he's so crazy that everybody's like, oh, he's just crazy.
Yes.
It makes sense.
It was a real, it's like Armageddon.
Oh. All right, 938-9400. That's another show. All right, don't forget tonight, by the way, is Katy Perry's show. We're going to have our pre-party before the show at the Session Room. All right, so if you're looking to have a few cocktails, maybe get some dinner, make sure you stop out there. Bounce Star Afternoon Guy is going to be broadcasting there starting at 2. And we got two pairs of tickets and a pair of tickets in that drop zone area, in the pit. All right, so that's all good.
Yeah.
Come
down to the Session Room just for the pizza cone.
Ooh.
When was the last time you had pizza and an ice cream cone?
I couldn't tell you the last time.
Never, and it sounds amazing.
It does.
The Big Party Morning Show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, so David Cassidy left us. He passed away. He's a 70s icon. Was that last week?
Yeah.
His last words, and I shared this with Jeff. I don't know if you've heard of Molly, but his last words were, have you heard this yet?
No. Nope.
I have to ask. All right, his last words before he passed away was, so much wasted time.
Ugh.
Isn't that just heartbreaking?
Yes.
So much wasted time, and then he passed away.
Like he was feeling regretful right before he passed. Ugh. Which is what they always say. We still in your youth say, I don't want to live to be 100. You know, we make those flippant comments.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And most medical people say, no, older people, you want to live.
Everyone I talk to is always that's older. They say the longer you live, the longer you want to live.
You know, moment so, more. You know, it'd be with your grandkids and all that cool stuff. So
much wasted time.
That's just heartbreaking.
I know. Let's say it's not just David Cassidy. It's a loved one saying that. I would feel bad because it's like, I don't want anyone to pass away
like that. Yeah.
Regretful.
Well, yeah, you lay that on your, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like that's a heavy.
I told Party yesterday, my grandpa, when he passed away in the 80s, he had been out of it. He'd been sick for a while and we got time to see him. And I was a little kid. But he was a band leader when he was younger, in his youth.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to, they joke later on when I was in radio, they're like, you know, your grandpa was in radio. But again, he passed when I was a little kid. His last words on his deathbed, he had not been lucid. And right before he passed, he opened his eyes. They said like he was looking at something. Mm-hmm. He was looking past my grandma and everyone, looking like he was staring at something that wasn't there, and said, strike up the band, boys. Here I come.
Oh,
and then
that's
he passed.
Awesome.
Wow,
and
that's cool.
They said he was a band leader, so maybe he saw the band.
That's what, probably so. It's funny because you can go down the wormhole pretty fast and see all these famous quotes, you know, that, you know, people, you know, that have, you know, things they've said before they've, you know, passed on a lot, you know, just old, you know, back in the day, Benjamin Franklin, all that stuff. Elvis Presley, I saw his was, I'm going to go to the bathroom to read.
Oh my gosh. Very poignant.
Well,
famous last words. No, I know.
That's his famous last words.
Right.
Yeah.
Famous last words.
That's legit.
Yes. He told his fiance, she did a memoir and just a few years ago, and said that's what's the last thing that Elvis had said to her. He couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom to read.
It's like, ick. You're like, you get to heaven. You're like, no, I want a do-over. They're like, no, no, you only get one. You're like, oh.
Well, what we learned from Elvis is...
A lot of mistakes were made.
Push the psyllium.
Push the psyllium.
Yeah. Push the psyllium. I nearly had one of those Elvis moments. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. What was your last word?
What would be your parting words?
Help.
You choose parting words.
In that moment, I was waiting to hear myself scream, help.
Help!
I'm not lying. I had a moment.
Jeff's last squeal.
Grinding one out.
Gross.
On that Minnesota trip. Sharing a hotel room with three other adult men. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Help.
Stop it.
Help. So the message to the young kids out there, chew your food.
Ew.
Chew your porterhouse. When you split a porterhouse with Andy Hale, chew your food.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That was just awful.
All right.
I keep getting flashbacks from that night.
Help. Last
words. My God. So, by the way, I went down with buddies 2 weekends ago down in Arkansas, and I was telling my friends, like a couple guys from Texas and my buddy Tony, I told him the story in Minnesota. I'm like, I had a bathroom moment like Elvis. I thought my heart was going to explode.
Yeah.
And this is how damn old we are. One of the Texans, Kevin and Tony, immediately were like, well, aren't you taking psyllium?
And they're taking
silly. Oh my God, we're getting so old. It was old man talk. I thought my story was kind of funny. And then for like the next 20 minutes, I had to talk about their diet regimen of how many of these psyllium pills they take every day. God. Yeah, we're old.
Well, I guess it's time for psyllium. Help.
Jeff's last word. Your last
word. Famous last word.
I wonder how many people have died like Elvis. So basically, kids, Elvis died on the commode four or five in the morning. But here's the reason why I get it now. We made fun of, during the last Super Bowl, all those ads that were for people
constipation.
With opioid. Opioid-based constipation.
Yes, you need to have the softeners that go with it.
That's what Elvis's deal was. Elvis was on a lot of opioids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They said he would sleep all day
and
stay up all night with that terrible diet.
So it was like the 1-2 punch, you know? I mean,
otherwise, kids would be seeing, they'd be dragging Elvis out to perform at the Grammys.
Oh, he would have a standing Vegas residency. He wouldn't be moving around. He's a creature of comfort. He doesn't strike me as somebody who's like, I love the road.
Oh, he'd be out there on stage in a muumuu.
Absolutely. Big as a house. Doesn't care. Him and Aretha Franklin going for the hardest working spaghetti straps in the singing business.
Spaghetti straps.
Oh, she always comes out. She always comes out. I love it, man. There's no shame in
her
game. She is a beautiful woman. She comes out, but those spaghetti straps are like, good Lord. These breastises are just unbelievable. At a certain point, if you have a certain size lady cup, spaghetti straps become like it's like flossing into your shoulders. I mean, it's just, you're asking a lot of what is supposed to be a structure. Spaghetti straps aren't supposed to be a structure. They're supposed to just be an accent piece.
Could be wardrobe malfunction there with Aretha there. Help.
Help. Help. That was the spaghetti straps last word.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't look at this Cassie thing as a negative thing. Now she's the daughter. She's kind of taking that as a deal that she shares gratitude and everything like that. And it's that moment that she'll remember forever, not to just waste time or whatever.
Life is short.
So life is short, you know. But yeah, I thought it was interesting.
Stop and
that was
smell
the last one.
The roses.
You know?
Not if you're
near. I'll go to the bathroom to read.
The rose spray.
Do not
go in there.
Do not go in there.
Famous last words. Do not go in there. Beep. You're like, no!
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
All right, celebrities, what's up?
Grammy Award nominations are out, and it looks like it's good to be Jay-Z. Jay-Z and Kendrick Lamar are topping the list with the most nominations. So I guess the deal is that for Album of the Year, Jay-Z and Kendrick Lamar both face off against Bruno Mars, Childish Gambino, Lorde, Also saw nods for Song of the Year went to the writers of Despacito. It's just all sorts of interesting urban listening. It was surprisingly left in the dust was Ed Sheeran. A lot of people had their bets on him to do well, but he was shut out of a lot of the major awards. Jay-Z got 8 nominations for his album 444. Kendrick Lamar, 7 for Damn. Bruno Mars had 6. Childish Gambino, SZA, and Khalid all got 5.
All right. So
pretty male so far.
A lot of people. Yeah.
A lot of dudes.
Uh-oh.
I know. Where's the outrage?
Where's the outrage?
Well, we heard Lord in there.
Yeah. Lord. I mean, what are you going to do? There weren't a whole lot of great offerings. I mean, Lord's in there for Melodrama. Otherwise,
When is it?
The Grammys?
Yeah. February.
February? Okay. All right.
I got to get the date.
That's all right.
So it's going to be tonight on CBS, Victoria's Secret, the runway show from Shanghai. Harry Styles is going to be performing. So you can get your eye full at about 9 o'clock tonight on CBS.
Party Grammy CBS in New York City, January 28th. Okay. It's a Sunday night, the last Sunday night in January.
All right.
It'll be a big one. You know, Childish Gambino is Donald Glover. That's his rapper name.
Is it really?
You've called him Donald Glover for about 2 years.
Yeah. He is Donald Glover. I called him Danny Glover. Like a million years.
Danny Glover. Like,
yeah, Danny Glover is not Childish Gambino. Donald Glover is. But SZA, in addition to getting the Grammy nomination, is also going to be making an appearance as the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. She is going to be taking the stage during James Franco's hosted episode December 9th. U2 and Saoirse Ronan are going to be Irishing the place up on December 2nd. And then the end of the year close out, before New Year's and everything, is Kevin Hart and the Foo Fighters on December 16th. I love the Foo Fighters' new album. Heaven is a Neighborhood. It's really good. I don't know if he's going to be at the Grammys. That's the other thing. Like, just because you're not nominated doesn't mean that you don't go and get out there and perform. So we shall see what ends up happening. Jersey Shore cast is getting back together. MTV surprised fans last night by announcing that they are reviving Jersey Shore. It's called Family Vacation, and it'll premiere next year, 2018. And it includes all of the original cast members, with the exception of Sammy Sweetheart Giancola. She isn't taking part in this revival, but we got the Sitch. We got Jay Wow.
Why would you want to
get married or something? Something went down with her, but
she's like a nice girl.
I mean, Snooki, she's got a couple kids. She's kind of dropped off the radar doing her thing,
Who knows what stuff happened on that show that we don't know about?
Oh,
like,
gosh,
would you want to go back? They're probably all traumatized.
Family Vacation. So this isn't just a reunion, this is a new show.
Yeah, I mean, it's all of them getting back together for a weekly show. I don't know how long. I think it's a one-off, though. I don't know if they're back for the long haul. But, yeah, so that's the big announcement that came yesterday.
It should be called Who Gave Who What. On an all-new Who Gave Who What, Sammy still claims that Ronnie gave her herpes.
In this week's episode, entitled Flare Up.
Yep.
It's a fight. Exactly. It's about a fight. It's about a flare up between two people.
The itch.
Outbreak.
The sitch. I got the sitch itch. Molly, if you had to sleep with one of them, who would it be?
Yeah, that's a good
Nobody.
Question. No, if you had to.
If I had to.
You have to sleep with one of them.
Let me look at the names again.
Oh, it wouldn't matter about the name. It just like...
No, because I didn't really... I mean, it's been a long time, and I wasn't like a loyal follower of the show. Like, I knew them as like, sort of, I don't know, Vinny?
For the guys, you got Pauly D, you got the Sitch, you got Ronnie, and you got Vinny. You go with Vinny. He was the nice guy.
I was going to say Vinny.
Vinny was the nice guy. And if you got to pick one of the ladies... I think you go with Sammy.
Sammy, who's not coming back, which is like such a...
Scissoring. Oh, yeah, scissor.
You said Molly had to go with Sammy.
I meant for us.
Oh, okay, sorry.
He just got so excited. This is that moment.
So did you. Hey.
No.
So you would do Vinny, okay. No situation.
Probably. No, he was never... That ego, it's so gross. It's total skivos. Like, seriously. Like, ugh. Ugh. Talking about hairs being out of play. Oh, my God. And when a guy spends more time in the bathroom getting ready to go out than you do, we're not going to last long. Just That's just the facts.
That's probably a lot of guys now. It's probably been that way for a while.
Guys taking a long time to get ready. A lot of guys do. I'm a pretty no-nonsense person when it comes to that. Like a guy spending a lot of time preening.
You never made men wait?
I don't know. I don't think so. Probably just because I'm running late. I'm always running late. But other than that, like I didn't make them wait. Like, I have to put my face on. They're like, oh my God. Does that mean you're going to take the current face off? Because that would be awesome.
Courting ritual. You show up. She's not done getting ready.
I'm not done yet.
Get to meet the roommates. Pet the dog.
Hang out. Have a beer.
Oh, that was always so nerve-wracking.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.